I think it's probably six in favor.
How many are at the table?
Eight, but I don't vote unless there's a tie.
Doctor,
George, what's?
Yes or no?
George.
They're asking what your vote is.
Oh, abstain.
Should I abstain?
No, no, you have to vote.
Whether you're in favor of this motion or not.
Search.
Seems legit. It seems pretty legit, right?
Three, four, five. Thank you.
So that's six.
Would be six to one.
I'm gonna pause.
Laura.
Okay. Okay.
So let it be that.
We need to now staff that committee.
I'm going to Greece. Scotty.
I'll be involved since I did a motion.
Okay.
And I'll be involved well as well.
I think we should ask a teacher.
I was going to ask our two friends in the audience.
I let me just pose this. I don't know that it's appropriate to have a teacher on there to talk about the, well, we're not talking about contract terms, are we?
No.
I think it's all right.
Would you like to be on the committee to the succession committee to consider if there's a need for a position and looking at the roles that were filled by the previous OCS board president, and if the position is needed, the committee will provide recommendations for that name of that position and possibly who would fill that position.
I don't think so. Yeah, not the way it's worded. And if it does arise, then you know we'll deal with it.
How many do you need?
I don't think we want to make this committee very big. So
yeah, I mean, we don't want it.
So
huge,
one.
Okay, spell your name for me again.
First name is Lori, L-O-R-I.
Okay.
Last name is Aldridge, A-L-D-R-I-C-H.
Excellent.
And Lori, at the end, could you give me your email address?
Sure.
Okay. Because I assume all those are shut down. Your personal email address, not your school email address.
Okay.
Yeah, my email.
Is that okay? Is that?
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. My email address, I can't log in for the past 2 weeks. I'm not sure why.
Okay. So, Laura, if you're comfortable giving me that, we don't have to put that on the record.
Okay.
We can do that later.
That doesn't have to be in the minutes. Now, I'll be in Michigan, but I can participate virtually.
So I think so. All these committees are subject to FOIA, mm-hmm. So I don't think it's a good idea to participate virtually. I think this is fine for right now. And then we can definitely involve Dimitri, Ricardo and Denise in it as well. Yeah, absolutely.
Right, I think
did you hear that, Ricardo?
On the committee? Okay.
Yes. You're on the committee, just so you know.
Okay.
And Denise is too.
And Denise is also.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Is there a motion?
For the committee?
No.
Yeah.
I'm for the committee.
I'd like a motion.
Do we need a motion for the committee? John, do we need a motion?
I don't think we do.
You know Robert's rules. Yeah, I think we're fine. I don't think we need a motion.
But there is an...
All right, and then Tammy, do you want to do your motion?
Tammy, this is what I have written. Tell me if it's what you're thinking, okay? Motion to give Dimitri Dandalos a temporary title to authorize his conversations at the upcoming AHEPA Supreme Convention. That's what I thought I heard you saying, but if I'm mistaken, please help me correct.
Well, I don't know about, authorizing any conversations. I was just going to give him a title so that when he goes there, I don't want to give him a...
So maybe we do that next time.
Yeah.
Maybe we do that on the 18th. Maybe we think about it and discuss it and then...
Good idea. And then I don't know what would conflict with any AHEPA titles as well, you know what I mean? Like with their
It can't have the word supreme in it.
Supreme leader.
No,
yeah.
It can't have
and
that.
Then I'd be like,
no.
What? Next thing you know,
supreme
he's
representative.
All right, so we'll take that one. We'll take that one out. We'll leave that for another day.
Sounds good.
All right. Is that it?
I think
that's it. All right. Any? I'll just leave it open to the public if the public has any comments.
Any comments, public?
General comments is what you're talking about right now.
General comments.
Okay. I have a general comment, please. I'm trying to be more proactive with the board meetings and be more
supportive
of the board and the school. And I'm trying to schedule this, but is this a special board meeting? Is this a regular board meeting? When are the regular board meetings so I can put it in my calendar?
So no, so the regular board meeting will be the third Wednesday of every month.
Which will be, that's why we're talking about the 18th,
right.
Because that's
okay.
The third
and,
Wednesday.
So regular school board meetings are the third Wednesday of every month. So this is, when you opened up the meeting, you said we're opening up a public meeting.
Yeah.
Or really you're opening up a special.
So, well, so this is, so special means something under FOIA. It's got a special meeting is one that is without 7 days notice.
Right.
Okay. This one was provided with 7 days notice, so we just called it a meeting.
Okay, but is it a regular meeting? I mean,
FOIA is not very clear about that. So
what I think, my perception is that we have to meet once a month.
Mm-hmm.
We can meet more than that.
Yeah, call meetings probably once a month.
Right, exactly.
So if we give more than 7 days notice, it's just a regular meeting.
Yeah.
If there's a reason that we can't give the 7 days notice, it's a special meeting.
Exactly.
So unless otherwise noted, the third Wednesday.
Or if we reschedule, it's a rescheduled meeting.
Yeah, but I've always dealt with, you have your regular meeting the third Wednesday of every month.
Yeah.
Everything outside your regular meeting, either emergency meeting or special meeting, you're calling. Because the president of the chair, or the chair of the president of the board, you call a meeting outside of the regular meeting, and that's not a regular meeting. It's a special meeting or emergency meeting or whatever it might be. The way I've been doing it, maybe look at Robert's Rules of Order.
Right, I mean, well, we also have to look at FOIA.
Right.
And FOIA has... A regular meeting is defined as one that is given with more than 7 days notice, and that's what we did.
I'm not arguing with you.
It's a regular scheduled meeting.
Let's talk to the General Assembly when they reconvene.
You guys can Google it later, all right?
Yeah. If I might add, is FOIA the main purpose behind that is transparency and public notice? So, you know, if a meeting happens that, you know, it's not publicly noticed, that's an issue. But you want the constituents, the public, to know that there's a meeting and be able to participate. But things come up, you know, anything can come up with a school. God forbid someone passes away.
Yeah.
You know, you need to have a meeting.
Sure.
And you may not be able to give notice for that. So there are certain rules around and allowances to do that.
Right.
But, you know.
So what's public notice?
7 days.
Posting it.
Well,
posting it, putting it on the internet.
Posting the agenda.
Yeah.
And if there's going to be an executive session, it lists the reasons for that, and that's all noted and openly involved.
Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks.
I just want to get my dates now. The main.
It's still we try to have them all on the third Wednesday. I mean, obviously, like Abby said, we can change that if we want to, but we try not to.
No, that's fine. I just want to put it on my calendar.
Yeah.
Knowing that we have members traveling, it did come up before, just brief conversation at the end of the last meeting. Would we have a quorum?
Yeah, we need to double check
on the 18th.
Thank you for remembering.
On the 18th.
Because
who's not going to be here? Mike's not going to be here?
Mike will not be here. I'll be here. Anyone else can't be there here on the 18th? We don't know if that'll leave.
Originally, I hadn't intended to, but I'll cut my vacation a day short. So I can be here.
Thank you, Laura.
So I'm trying to make sure.
Yeah.
I'm not spending $3,000 to fly here or fly back, girl.
I just have to drive 12 hours, so it's okay.
Yeah, I mean,
God bless
you.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just the two of us. Elias, do we know?
We don't know.
But we've got enough of us.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Dr. George?
Yeah,
okay.
Someone's going to have to take notes.
Bye. I'll be here.
Oh, okay. If you're not, if you decide to.
Yeah, if you decide to stay.
Yeah. We'll still have a quorum. All right. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Any other public comments?
Thank you.
Thank you, Paula.
Who's the... all right. Abby moved to adjourn. Do I hear a second?
Yes.
Is there any discussion on this motion? I'm just kidding.
All who was favorite? Second, by the way?
Aye.
Tell me.
George.
Right.
Thanks, everybody.
Any opposed?
Thank you, John. Great.
Welcome. We're very happy to
turn this off.
They're not all
thank you so much.
Seems like everyone that they...